Last Moves is one I always find quite challenging. The question is what to talk about. There's so much that has to be said. Here's the end of Azman here. We beat it a few days before the Bein Azmanim. We spend time with family. Always the topic that has to be spoken about. More importantly, we were zeicha to spend weeks here, whether it's 4 weeks or 8 weeks. What are we taking l'maisa for spending so much time in this Makom Kadosh? The Olei Apiyan is attached to Pasuk in Vayakel. Pasuk of Vayetu Kadosh Yisrael Milafnei Moshe. Yes, we know where they were. Why did the Torah find it necessary to say they went out from the front of Moshe? The usual answer, when someone was in front of Moshe and he left, it was noticeable. You could see on his face, it was all over in his actions, where he was, where he had just spent time. The Kedusha that he had taken in, that it absorbed within him, was noticeable all over his face. And people saw that he went with Nei Moshe. It was zeicha to be here, to be with Gedolei Yoilam, with Chaverim. What are we taking l'maisa? I want to tell you a machshava that really you should be aware of. Wherever you are, wherever you go, in the beginning of Azman, Abayin Azman, during Azman, Gemara in Brachos Daf Chaf asks a very interesting question. Why is it earlier Dairis was Zaycha to Nisim, and later Dairis weren't? If you're going to say that the earlier Dairis learned more, Zot the Gemara is not true. Later Dairis learned more than the earlier Dairis. So why is it that the earlier Dairis saw Nisim? So that the Gemara answers, Kamoi, the earlier Dairis, have become Kamasi Nafshayu, Akedushas Hashem. Anan, we, Loi Masina Nafshayu, Hashem. Apparently, the chiluk is in the Kiddush Hashem, the Siras Nefesh. And we think, probably, we always think, we associate, what does it mean? Kiddush Hashem, jumping into a raging fire, jumping into a gas chamber. But that's not the case. The Gemara goes on to tell an interesting incident. Avada Bar Hava saw a lady who was dressed unbecoming of a Bas Yisrael. It wasn't sneistic. And he protested. And that's the difference between the earlier Dairis and our Dairis. Of course, the kash is obvious. It's very nice to be worried about Kvay Shemayim. What does it have to do with Kiddush Hashem? What does it have to do with Messias Nefesh? But we see something even more strange. You ask a person, new Rav Yitz, what do you do? So hopefully if he's a Oyvet Hashem, what do you mean? I learn, I daven. Some people say, I'm a businessman, I'm an accountant, I'm a lawyer. The Pasuk in Parshas Emor, V'nikdasti b'soich b'nei Yisrael, ani Hashem mikadishchem. And the next Pasuk continues, Hamoitzi eschem mi'eretz Yisrael. The inyan of Kiddush Hashem. And the next Pasuk, the Eved took us out of Mitzrayim. The Sifra on that Pasuk Taitis, Al Tanai Hoitzesi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim, Shetimsu Es Atzmo L'Kadosh Shmi. That's why there's the Yiddish folk, that's why there's a Yid, to be Moisa Nefesh for Kiddush Hashem Shemayim. And the same Kasha surfaces. Kiddush Hashem, okay, my Zayda, he was in Auschwitz. Other Dairis, they lived through in Svarad, in Spain, I can understand. Baruch Hashem, we live the Shalom. Why is that my mission, Kiddush Hashem? I'm living in this Medina Shel Chesed. Where do I have an opportunity? The Chofetz Chaim used to ask, we say in Davening, in the Sechashkenaz, L'kadesh ha-simcha ba'olam, k'shem she-magdishin oifa b'shmei morim. So he would ask, that's rather presumptuous. A Yid gets up, and says, here I am, I'm going to make a Kiddush Hashem, I'm going to say a Shira, like Malachim, like doing Shemayim. Obviously, there's more to Kiddush Hashem, to Nekadesh HaSimcha Ba'olam, than we understand. A well-known Rav told the story, but did they have a Yuvda? He was acquainted with a very intelligent professor who never was from, or was Tiberius wasn't from. He was showing interest in Yiddishkeit, and he approached this Rav that he had a few major questions in Hashkafa. He would like to meet with a esteemed rabbi to discuss it. Yankov Kamenetz, the Chakimoy, the Yehuda, was the obvious choice. So he made an appointment with Rabbi Yankov to meet this professor. He came a little early, and he saw Rabbi Yankov was talking to a family. And he's watching, he's talking to the parents and the children were commanding a little bit, as you can imagine. He's watching and watching. And he turns to this Rav, says, "Okay, I'm finished. I have no more questions, I want to go home." So the Rav was surprised. "You didn't miss speak to Rabbi Yankov? What happened?" He said, "Kamat, these words. I saw the way that rabbi spoke to those people. Not only the adults, but the way he acted, the way he spoke to the children, the way he treated each person so respectfully. I have the answer to all my questions." And Kachavi became fruit. We see this, we hear this story. Moises, I have a different reaction. That's a Kiddush Hashem. That's what the Gemara means. The Moises Nefesh, the Kiddush Hashem Yisbarach. Imagine the effect that this Hanhaga had on Doris. And this is Bemis the Gemara. The Gemara in Seif Yuma, Daf Peivav, Dash is the Pasik. The Ahavta Hashem Aleichecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol yaidecha, a rather tall order, so much, and the Gemara seems to reduce it. A simple formula for Ahavas Hashem b'chol leiv b'chol nefesh b'chol ma'odah. Shteishem Shemayim Yisai v'Gedem. Your life has to bring Kvoishem Shemayim. Avad, you have to learn. But then the Gemara explains, Masoi Matanei Be'emuna. A word has to be a word. A yid has to be the personification of integrity, of honesty. Diburei benachasim abriyos. He has to talk like he is supposed to talk. And then zok gemar mahabriyos oymas alav ashrei aviv shalim dei Torah. Lucky is the father of this child. Ashrei rabbi shalim dei Torah. It's such a beautiful experience, learning. To the extent, Oilem Labriyah Shalom Day Torah. Woe is to the one that has no shaykhus to this Eisen of Kol Torah Kedosha. Why? Pliny Shalom Day Torah. Re'u, look at him. Kama Noyim Drachav. Kama Mesukonim Maisav. Look at the way he acts. Look at the way he talks. Look at the way this person is. And Allah Akasavayma, the Abishta, testifies. Kabayachu. Vayayimu li Abdiyata. Yisrael Asher Becho Es Ha'or. That's a Kiddush Hashem. That's a Kiddush Hashem that turned the family upside down because they saw Kama Noyim Maisa, Kama Mesukon and Derachov. Can there be any greater Kvoit Shemayim Kiddush HaTorah than a person living a Kiddush Hashem? The Machzevichi teaches the Mishnah. Oyev et Zabriyos and Mekarvin L'Toyra. Zog the Machzevichi by showing Ahav et Zabriyos and Metoich Kach Miskabedes HaToyra U'Mishyakeres Ve'eini Abriyos Va'akol Rotsin Achareho. They see the Yikar of Toyra, they see the Kovet HaToyra, and everybody stops and wants that Toyra. Isn't this a description? Isn't this an accurate description? Prediction of what happened with that person? He didn't ask questions, he didn't hear drashes. He saw the Avdi Asher Bechoyes Boyer. He saw the Diburei Benachas. HaKol Rotsin Achareha is the inevitable conclusion when someone acts the way a Yid is supposed to act. Avada Kiddush Hashem means jumping into the fire, dying on Kiddush Hashem. But there's a far greater, a more effective, a more meaningful Kiddush Hashem. And that's living our Kiddush Hashem. Because that brings the results of our Kol Rotsin Achareho. And I ask you, my Rabbi, can a Malach make such a Kiddush Hashem? Can a malach, with all the spirit of malach thing, can a malach turn around the life of a person that had so many questions on Yiddishkeit? Isn't that pshat, nikadesh ha-simcha ba'olam, is the mission, or better yet, is the privilege of every single yid? With his life, he has the ability of making a kiddush Hashem far greater than the Shmei Marim. Avdon Segel once told us, he heard from a Baal Tshuva, what made him from? He was walking, it was Erev Yom Kippur, he never kept Yom Kippur, but he knew it was a very holy day, a very busy day, and he saw this saintly looking rabbi, he didn't know who he was, but he looked unusual, and he was walking with something concealed under his long coat. This is strange, Erev Yom Kippur, what's he doing? So he followed him, and this Yid who happened to be a Bel Yedushitza went into the Beis HaKisei, and if you know, years ago paper was very expensive in Eretz Yisrael, and public moishes didn't give Ashiyasa paper. And under his jacket he was hiding the fact that he was bringing in the paper, and he's putting it in where it belongs. He understood Yom Kippur, people are tense, people are preoccupied, they might forget to bring their own, and what's going to be? He's going to be stuck. So to him, this was the most amazing discovery. Look what this yid is. Not only he's spending Erev Yom Kippur, such a heilig yid, but he's doing it b'hatznei leches, and that made such a mapech in his life. Ru'u kama noyim maisam, kama mitzukonim d'rochot. Can a malach say such a ksira? Can a malach make such a kedusha as Hashem Yisbarach? And there are scores of other stories that I know and that you know, but the message is clear. There is a Kiddush Hashem that has a greater impact, that has a greater influence, and that's living on Kiddush Hashem. When a person's life is an expression of Shein Kaid of Torah. The Rambam in Hilchos Yesod HaTorah, Perek Hey, starts off Ketzad, Kol Beis Yisrael, Mitzuvin al Kiddush Hashem. And then towards the end, he starts describing this Kiddush Hashem. And the Rambam's lashon is, when a person is Dibura Benachas, Daitei Murevet Imohem, Mikabel B'Seiv upon him, Yafoi, Ad Sheyimtsu HaKol Mekalsin Oisai, they praise him, V'Oyavim Oisai, U'Mitzavim L'Maisav, they want to be like him. Hareza Kiddush Et Hashem. What we continue to see, these type of stories, is what the Rambam means is the truest form of Kiddush Hashem. That a person that could be fried for generations will stop and realize he's missing something. Because there's something that's so beautiful and that's so mitzukan and that's so noeh. I also want, like the Amar Zevichi, HaKorotzin Achareho. Isn't that the true Kiddush Hashem? We know we spend our lives as B'nai Torah in Torah, and Kavod HaTorah, which the Gemara in the beginning of Megillah says is perhaps more important than Torah. What does it mean, Kavod HaTorah? How is a person supposed to live and dream Kavod HaTorah? The Me'iri on Avos in Perek Dalet, the Mishnah Vav, with the Mishnah called Mechabed Es HaTorah, Zok the Me'iri Shema'ate Oysam B'noi Hamamidoi. Kavod HaTorah is crowning the Torah, or crowning oneself with the Shenkite of Midoi. Shezeh Vadi Kavod HaTorah V'yoyt Lamdeha Mesulsol U'naki U'bal Midas Mechbodoi. The truest form of Kavod HaTorah, of Kavod Shem Shamayim, is the Anhaga that we're supposed to see in every Vort Torah. And if you'll ask, but why? I understand you have to be a mensch, it's important, midos are important, but why is that first and foremost true Kiddush Shem Shamayim? And why does the Miri understand that is true Kavod HaTorah? I could only answer you, if you ask that question, it's only because you're young. And you don't have the experience, you don't live in this world that we live in. You're living with Baruch Hashem, with the Gemara and the Rishonim. But anybody with any experience knows that the truest Kavanah Torah is when a person is not only singing Asher Mishem Olav Torah, but he's living and his whole life is an eloquent testimony. Look what it means. Look what Torah does to a person. Because remember what I tell you, Moira Rabbeisai. Bachem Taya, listen good what I'm telling you. You Baruch Hashem Zoicha to see the Mesikas, the Arevis, the Oinig, the Ein Oinig, the Oinig HaTayra, and Ein Simcha, the Simcha HaTayra. But most people in this world, Yid Malahab Goyim, don't experience, have no idea of the true Mesikas of Torah. And you know their only exposure, their only understanding of Torah, it's you. It's seeing what you are. A Yid came once to Baruch Be, goes, Rebbe, had you learned Gan Shas? So Baruch Be says, good. Aber was hat Shas dir gelernt? You learned whole Shas. And what did Shas teach you? What did Shas make you? Taira Bachem, remember what I tell you. Most people are not zoicha to learn Taira. What they see is was hat Shas und was hat Taira uns gelernt. We spend our days, we spend our nights, we spend our years learning. And what does learning make us? Is it Mesukonim Drachov? Is it Noyim Maisav? That's the truest Kiddush Hashem. You approach it with the second Yotzer of my Yotzer Rebbe, of Hamza Chayin Olivacha. Tens and thousands of Yidin were Muspa, were influenced by him, consider themselves, had a Shaykhist. But it's a Pella. Only a few thousand were Talmidim. Only a small percentage of Yidin that considered him the God Ladar had any Shaykhs learned something from him. But it's true, they were all Talmidim, and they were all Muspa, and they were all influenced. Because he taught them the life of Asrei Misha Molei B'Torah. If it wasn't the Shir, if it wasn't the Sugya Yaradeya, it was a Sugya in Derech Eretz Kodma LaTorah. And perhaps they would tell me them, because he taught them so eloquently, Oy loy lemisha loy lama Torah. Woe is to the person that doesn't have this Torah, he said, Tzachem, he called Torah. He was the Rebbe in teaching Kamim Sukonim Drachav and Kamanoim Maisav of Torah. And that's the greatest form of Kiddush Hashem, of living our Kiddush Hashem. In Magid Meshorim, the Sefer, the Beis Yosef, learn with HaMalach, there's a very strange stickle there. If you do it, the Beis Yosef always asked, he wanted to die our Kiddush Hashem. He asked his Chavrusa, the Malach, no, will it be? Oh yeah, it will be. And the Maisa, we know, not true. He didn't die our Kiddush Hashem. So the Velt says of Shas, he was a Kiddush Hashem. He asked to die on Kiddush Hashem, but in Shemayim they realized there's something far greater. There's yet a greater Kiddush Hashem that Beis Yosef could do. Not to die on Kiddush Hashem, to live on Kiddush Hashem. And the Beis Yosef's request was granted, because he was a living Kiddush Hashem, and his life was a personification of Kiddush Hashem Yisbarach. This is shot, I think, in the Gemara in Brachas. What does it mean in Kedushas Hashem? What does it mean Kiddush Hashem? What does it mean someone who's Maisa Nefesh to Kvoit Shamayim? When you see, you look around, you see the Elbon HaTorah, you see the Bezoyin HaTorah, Lo Yaleinu, Lo Yaleichem, how many percent, what small percent of Eden, no an Aleph and no a Beis? What are we doing about this terrible Bezoyin HaTorah? Someone once came to speak to Rashach Zechayin Levracha, and he kept on falling asleep. Rashach, the Noyim HaMidah should fall asleep. So he finished and he went to the family and said, what's with the Rashiva? He goes, for two nights, Rashiva has not yet slept. Because someone said something that caused a Chilul Shem Shemayim, and Rashiva can't sleep. Do you know what kind of Bezoyin HaTorah is going on in American Eretz Yisrael? What are we doing about this terrible Elbon HaTorah? The Eitzel is to be Moisen Nefesh of Kedushas Hashem. Not to die on Kiddush Hashem, but to live on Kiddush Hashem. Because like I told you, That's the greatest form of Kiddush Shem Shamayim. When a person with his actions shows the Sheikait, the Dehoibenkait of a life of Torah. Because yes, we have the Shlichus HaChayim that every Yid is given. The Nigdashi B'Soich B'nai Yisrael is a Shlichus for our Dor and any Dor. Other Dorists, their mission was to die on Kiddush Hashem. Our Shlichus is far more important. Our Shlichus is Nikadesh as Shimcha Ba'olam, to be a living Kiddush Hashem. You have no idea how literal and how true this is. Whether it's in a yeshiva, whether it's in a family setting, in a shul, on the street, when you go shopping. The Kiddush Hashem one could make when he acts the Darchei Noyam, when he follows the Miri's definition of Kavod HaTorah, Lias Me'utah B'Noyam HaMidos. Because that makes the deep impression and that leaves the lasting impact on another person. Because remember, most people don't see the Sheinkeit of Torah. The only exposure they have to Torah is they see us, what Torah did to us. Yes, every Yid is Mitzvah Al Kiddush Hashem, but our mission, like the Rambam concludes, is our call Oyev Ma'isei Mekalsa Noisei and Meshabcha Noisei and want to be like him. But there's another part of this Gemara. We hear the word Chil Hashem and we start to tremble, we start to think about a scandal that's on the headlines of all the papers, which Nebuch is a terrible Chil Hashem, which has to be spoken about. But the Gemara in Yuma continues a different definition of Chil Hashem. Mi shekoyre v'shoyna u'mishamash talmide chacham, he's tata, a lamdin and a masmit. She's not honest. Or worse yet, he doesn't have that crown of Noyim Amidos that the Miri cautions is true Kavod HaTorah. This person, Mahabriyas, Oymai Salav, Oylai Leploine Shalom HaTorah, Oylai Lerabai Shalim Dei Torah. Woe is to him. The Rebbe did a disservice. He taught him Torah, but look how he acts. Is this what Torah is? Ru'u kama mikukolim drachav, how corrupt are his ways, kama mikhu'arin maisa, how disgusting are his actions. And this frightens us. That's Chil Hashem. We know Chil Hashem is an Aveira that is almost unparalleled. The Mishnah Avos Perek Dalet says, Echad Soigig, Echad Mezid, that even a Soigig of Chil Hashem is an Issa. The Gemara says, Yuma says, Chil Hashem is one of the Averis that there's no Kapar even. And the Gemara, and we would understand, okay, you make a scandal that's talked about throughout the world, but if I don't act nicely, that's the Chil Hashem, that's Echad Soigig, and there's no Kapara. You know, there's a story I once said, and I trust me, it hurts me to say it, but it hurts me much more if I don't say it. I understood this whole story differently. My parents, I was still a bacher then, they had a tenant who showed tremendous mesiras nefesh. They lived originally in Toronto. She was a school teacher, a licensed teacher, and they decided to become frum, and they wanted to move to a neighborhood that was full of Yiddish guys. They moved to Barapak. And the mysterious nefesh they had, she had a job in a public school, licensed teacher. She took a job in one of the local schools. Mom is a fraction of the salary she could have made. And we noticed after a while that it started getting very schwach. Until one day, Shemzach Tzadogin, we found out that she joined a Buddhist cult. And then I spoke to Abiyankov, I used tears in his eyes. Mamish, echte Messias, echte Avodizara. They went, Mamish, may Igra Ramah Labira Mikta, in the heart of Yiddishkeit. What was the story that they told us? We gave it all up. I gave up a significant amount of my salary to be with Jewish children. And if I would tell you how they acted, how they treated me, how they made trouble that I couldn't go on. You know something? This woman's student, next year thought she got a new job. She didn't come back. They didn't realize she got a new religion. Not only her, her husband, and the Pella was, she had a son that she herself confessed was only because of a bracha of a tzaddik. She couldn't have children many years. Doctors gave hope. He took it to a great tzaddik. She had seen so much. She had seen so much, and she didn't get a new job, Rabbi Isai. She got a new religion. She sunk to the Memtes Shari Truma of Echta Avay Desire, which is so rare in our time. And it's not a chiddush. It's the Gemara in Yuma, it's the Rambam in Yisoy Diyatayra. Because when someone sees Kama Mikul Kolim Dirachav and Kama Mikhuar in Maisav, that has the most significant impact, and that has the most tremendous effect on a person. Is it shaykh to do a tshuva on this Aveira? To bring back a family? And it's true, they weren't missionaries, those students. They certainly weren't galachim, and maybe you could think they were shaygig. But look at the damage. Look at the irreparable damage they did because they forgot what our shlichus is, nikadei zeshimcha, and not to be mechal Hashem Shemayim. Isn't that the pshat? Echad shaygig v'echad meizig. It's not the guf aveira, but it's the repercussions, it's the result. They don't see Biful Miam Un Miam Galerian. They only see what Torah made us, what Torah taught us. Remember this. People are looking. People are watching. Ma HaBriyot Oymot Olav is inevitable. Make sure it's going to be Kama Noyim Maisav, Kama Mesukonim Derachav. It's a remarkable opportunity to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim in our daily lives. And I wish I could say, that story was an exception. I could say, again, Be'ein Ari'isi. I deal with Bochum Baruch Hashem. We see a phenomenon among a Bochum Ben Torah. He's a real Masmid, a Lamdin. And then we see the next sibling, a brother, comes a year or two later. Very far, very different than the older brother. There are times every child has a zechira, every child is different. But I could be made, I know sometimes how we could attribute this terrible nefila. True, the first bracha was a lamdin, and he was a masmid otzim. But he seemed to have forgotten the derech eretz kodma l'torah. He's the one that has no time for other people. He has no time for his parents. Or perhaps he's too preoccupied with his learning. He has no time to notice the other person, to say a good morning, a good evening, a please or a thank you. And what happens? Just like the Gemara says. Oy loy lemi. The reaction is, this is what Torah teaches a person. This is what Torah makes a person. Either the brother, the younger brother himself, or the parents will say, okay, Atan, I brought up a child, I sent him to learn, he comes home, he has no time for us at home. That's what Torah does to a person. Zu Torah v'zu Chayra. And I really wish this would be a marshal. You hear about Kirav Rechaikim. But the Gemara is telling us, Yidin realized there's a concept called Richuk Kroivim. You could take a person that was the very essence of Messias Nefesh and send her to the Memtes Shari Tumah. And the answer is, if there's no Biburi Benachasim Abriyot, if there's Mekulkul and Maisav, Richuk Kroivim is what the Gemara says is the truest Chilul Hashem. Isn't it understandable? There's no tshuva. Is it understandable? Echad Shaygi? sometimes I wonder, when you see people acting in the street, B'nai Torah, who are clearly B'nai Torah, will they be able to say to the Eibush, L'chamei V'esim, Yodeinu L'shavku Es Adam Hazeh, that I'm not responsible that he was turned off from learning because he saw the way I acted, and he said, if that's what Torah is, Ich bin Meichel Torah Salila. The Mepharshim asks, the Gemara says, when they see terrible Zachen, Oy lei l'rabbi shulim da Torah. And the Kash is obvious. Okay, so he's not a Baal Midos. But why is it worse that he learned? As if the Rebbe should be faulted? Or believe you only the Shad is Parshish. Because if those students wouldn't have been Yiddish students, that lady would still be from today. Sometimes it's worse that a person is a Ben Torah. Sometimes it's worse that this first brother was a Masmid, but ultimately he was the Ben Torah. Sometimes it's worse that this first brother was a Masmid, but ultimately he was the one that caused his brother's downfall. This is one inyan that a person constantly has to be aware of. Whether it's during this man, bein azman, in a Shabbos, a yontiv, in shul, in the store, with people, by a simcha. Remember, people are watching. Never tired of speaking about this inyan. I remember the different ways he would try to convey this most timely message. One shmooze he said, remember his lashon was, we're all in the public eye. A different time he said, B'nai Torah are in the spotlight. Think about that. There's so much chayshich around you, and you're in the spotlight, people are looking at you. And you know what they want to see? They want to see just what the Eibush wants to see in us. That we could point proudly and say, Yisrael Asher B'choyes Foyer, look what Torah did to him. Or like the Navi Yeshaya says, Noida v'goyim zaram v'tetzoeyam v'soicha amim kol re'eyam yakirum kehein zera be'ech Hashem. That's a yeshiva bacha. That's a ben Torah. Because they expect that. And they have all the right in the world to expect that. We find the beginning of Malachim, Bathsheba turns to David and she says, Einei kol Yisrael alecha. If I may, if I could paraphrase that, talking to B'nai Torah, B'nai Yeshiva, remember those words, Einei kol Yisrael alecha. You're in the spotlight. You're in the public eye. People are looking at you and they want to see, Vata Torah Degelen. And as important as this was, how much more so Bizmanenu? People are looking. People are searching for purpose, for fulfillment in life. Do you ever wonder why, point in this door, we see thousands and thousands of Balei Tshuva that we didn't see in earlier Doris? So I could only tell you what I heard from Gedolei Olam. And not that they need the raya, but lahav leaving chokhmei umma sa oilam has said. You're still young, you probably won't fully appreciate this, but at least hear as much as you could understand. We live in a society today that is bankrupt. We live in a society today that has seen the emptiness, the utter emptiness of taivas oilam hazeh. Approximately 40 years ago, the American people set out on a relentless pursuit of happiness. People started doing things. I'm talking about Goyim Mahabdul. Shalai Sharam Avay Seyev. Do what you want. Be what you want. Act what you want. It was mamish, a unrestrained indulgence in kol taivas oilam hazeh. Today we see the unmistakable conclusion that they should have understood then, that taivas doesn't bring happiness. That taivas, like the Mishnah says, is moitzias adam min ha'olam. After pursuing and trying and indulging in every bit of taivas olam hazeh, people have found the emptiness, the terrible emptiness in a life of taivas. And there's such a vacuum, there's such a void in people's lives. This is the only explanation why today, it's the day that people do what they want. Why is today so much addiction, drugs or alcohol? Why today is the emotional illnesses that we see today has never been before, probably in all the days put together like today? There's a thirst, there's a yearning for something in life that they could consider worthwhile. Now more than ever, Bachrim, is our opportunity to be Moisa Nefesh Akedush Hashem Yisbarach by living Akedush Hashem. I could say what I saw, people that have told me, they were brought close to Yiddishkeit, not by a drasha, and not even by a Shabbos table, which happens often, but by the Drachei Adarchei Noyam that personifies the Yiddish way of life. Now more than ever, the crown of Noyam Hamidah is the greatest form of Kirur V'Choykin. Hapam often said, you see the life of Rus, it's so heartbreaking. Rus came from a house in Malucha, literally on top of the world. And look what she went, how she fell. Her husband died, her brother-in-law died. She was reduced to abject poverty to the extent that even Yidden said, Hazois Nami? That's Nami? How was it, he asked, that throughout all these terrible nisyonos that she was faced, the Ruz Dafkaba. So Rapam said what he thinks is the emes pshat. It's the words of the Medrash. The Medrash asks in Beis Hay of Rus, Lama Nikrishmana Ami, Shahaya Maseha Noyim Uneimim. There was an emes to Nami's ways. There was a kama mesukonim drachav. There was a darchei noyim in Nami's ways. And that, he said, is what has the greatest impact when a person sees the darchei noyim. If I may add how today this is so much more important. It's an opportunity of being mekarev, our own family, people in shul, our yeshiva chaveirim. If we show not only what we learned, but what Torah did to us, what Torah made us. Bifrat b'nei Torah, b'nei yeshiva. Don't be a cotton b'einechem. B'nei Torah are the pe'er, the prach, the shenkite, the yoifi, the hadar of the Eivishtis world. And our actions have to reflect that. Chas v'sholem, what it means, the pagam in midas, the damage that we could see, rachmano litzlon, it is a pagam in the midas. The Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yudalit, says, a frightening statement that lahalacha, a Talmud Chacham that has a revav al bigdai, is chayiv misa. And the Gemara darshan is a pasik, because he is a masniyei Hashem. His stain causes others to hate the Yevishtah. If other person has to know, that's halacha l'maisa. But what I see from this Gemara, the frightening message, what's shot? Why, if a person is not dressed accordingly, it's masniya Hashem chayiv misa. So Rashi teaches, shetzorach li es choshev ahogin l'chvoy tayrasoi. He has to be befitting of a ben tayra. And if not, if there's a revav, habriyas oimrim, oi loy lehem loyim de Torah, sheim u'usin u'megunim, nim tzeh matzniyas ha-Torah. People say, that's what happens when you learn, that's the way you look, and that's matzniyah Hashem. If a revav al bigdoy is chayiv misa, if a revav al bigdoy is matzniyah Hashem, tzichapton etzita, and how about a revav in the midoy? How about a fleck in the bein adam l'chaveiroy? How much that is Masniya Hashem. There's some Seif in a phenomenal tshuva. He speaks about this inyan. I'll have had time to go through the whole tshuva. But in Chelik Vav Simen Nuntes, the one line I want to tell you, he writes how the inyan of watching to be Be'eni Abriyas Choshen, how that is important. And he writes, V'vayniseinu Harabim Shchiach V'divrei Abriyas Lamdin Kazeh Yasidova Kazeh. That's the way he acts, that's the way the Ben Torah acts. And that's a colossal chilul Hashem. And that's the masmiya Hashem that I believe the Gemara is telling us. It's not only the revav in Bigdai which causes lamdin kazeh. And how about the revav in the midai? Rashi in Parshas Truma Taitis, Limda Torah Derecheret Shatoira Chosa Al Hayofe. I still remember Apam's words speaking to Bnei Torah, you are the Yofe, you are the Avest of Yofe. Have Rachmanis on that Yofi. Protect the Shenkite that you're supposed to represent. If you want an Avoida that's for the end of this man, during this man, Bein Azmanim, when you're in yeshiva, when you're at home, when you're shopping, Torah chosa al hayofe. Remember, nikadesh es simcha ba'olam. We could achieve wherever we are in any situation. Like we said, the dibur b'nachas and mabriyos has to be the please, the thank yous, the good morning. I echshem duch tzadim, but people complain to me. Why aren't Bnei Torah courteous? What should I tell them? You know what I should tell them? The Gemara, I always say this, the Gemara, if you talk about someone who is the personification of Kol HaTorah Kula, I would nominate Rabbi Yochanan Mezakai. There's a Gemara in Sukkah Chof Ches, four long lines of everything Rabbi Yochanan Mezakai learned. She was a Kol HaTorah Kula. But that's not why I would suggest that Rabbi Yochanan Mezakai was the essence of Kol HaTorah Kula. By me, why Rabbi Yochanan Mezakai was Kol HaTorah Kula is the Gemara in Brachos Yudzayim. Amru Allah Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai Shleigdimu Adam Shalai Mi'oilam Afilu Nochrisha B'Shuk. It never happened that someone said to him, greeted him first. He was always quick to greet the other person. And we can understand that. Amru Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai Shleigh Niach Mikra Mishnah Sifra Sifri. Four lines, he was busy his whole life. When did he have time? When did he have the cup to see the other person? The answer is because that's Kol HaTorah Kula. The more one learns, the more one's supposed to see the other person. The more one learns, the more one's supposed to become a better person. Til Tisharim Perik Yir Aleph Taishas, Ki Kavod HaTorah, what's Kavod HaTorah? The more one's marva limud boy, Tumai Kain B'yoyshiv Atikin Hamitan. Like the Meiri, more Kavod HaTorah is more Yoyshiv Atikin Hamitan. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the stick Torah because he was the one that was like Dima Yodam Shalom B'Yoylam. These are important, Rabbis. Whether you understand it or not, Derech Eretz Kodmah LaTorah is the cornerstone of our Torah. Rabbeinu Yoni Taitis, Nasa V'Nishma, before the Nishma, before the learning, has to be the Nasa. And the Nasa has to be the Dibur B'Nachasim Abriyas, the way we speak to people. You go into a store. Somebody, I'm ashamed. He's in a rush. He has to get to yeshiva. There's a long line. He steps in. I have to go. This one thing. It's not just the avla. That's chilul Hashem. That people say, look what happens if Ben Torah learns. The way a person acts with others in the shul, in a neighborhood. I wish I could say these are kleinigkeiten. But this is what the Eibishter gave us a mission. Yidin, remember, the nigdasti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. Don't be megal upon him, b'tayr shalai ka'alacha. A person's on a bus, in a train, is an opportunity to make kiddushem shamayim. Sometimes, it's keneged halacha up there. I'm saying how a person has to talk, he shouldn't talk loudly. Sitting on a bus, talking loudly, is a bona fide chilul Hashem. Besides shalai ka'alacha. Giving someone a seat, it's besides the mitzvah, yadarta p'nei azok, there's no shayla, the chiyuv is to give someone your seat. But you still learn gan shas. What's a shas that you learn? This prat in inyanei mominus. Our dealings with other people in inyanei mominus is so important that it should be a reflection of the yoysha. That's the essence of Torah. Again, I know, I don't mean those in business, that's a different shmooze. They have to hear it. A person before he goes to business has to learn the Chafetz Chaim Svarim and other Svarim, the Hachana, what it means Yosher in Erlichkeit, Zihiris in Yenim's Prusa. But I mean just in your daily interaction with people, how careful you have to be when you're in a store. I mean, people say they change people's use people's bus passes. I've had people, those that work in the train, he tells me he's under 6 years old. The boy is this high, he's under 6 years old. There are many such stories. I don't want to be mekachik on Yidin, but doik v'tishkach, the Gemara's first marshal for both kiddush or chil Hashem is the masoyu matoni b'emuna, because that's something that people pick up and they see the first. Be careful, even now and certainly later on in life. You have to be the symbol of erlichkeit, of honesty, because the essence of Torah is emes and yosha. At home, you're going home now. Besides the kibbut av that you should look forward to, you were deprived for the ikka mitzvah so many weeks. But you know, that's kiddush Hashem. That's kiddush Hashem. You come home and you show your parents and your siblings and people in shul what Torah made you. That's a tremendous kiddush Hashem. Hamza Chayim al-Racha said what he heard from Shmuel Kushalevitz. There were two cities in Europe close by. One, a big city, only one Ben Torah from the whole city. The smaller city had many, many Bnei Torah. It was inordinate disproportion. What was pshat? So Rav Hami said it was the first Ben Torah. The first Ben Torah from the big city came home. He was busy with himself, had no time for us, no interest for others. No, that's the case. Keep it for yourself. No one else follows. In the small shtetl, the boy came home. He was a kiddush Hashem. There was a ne'imus in his ways. There was a dachinoyim in his ways. This is an opportunity you have. Now that you're leaving this makom kodesh, you have to show what this makom kodesh taught you. And if it's one line, if it's a mishnah, it's derech eretz kodma l'Torah. The kiddush shulchan aruch in kuf mem gimel chaf aleph. Mishu reitze be'emes l'chabid es ave ve'imoi yasik b'Torah uva'maisim toivim. Shezehu akovod agodol la'avos, she'oymim habriyos ashrei la'aveim, shegidloi ben kaveh. You might be young, you certainly don't understand this, but as a father, I tell you, the greatest kibbutz of that a father could enjoy is when he's proud to have such a son. When people are saying, "Look at that person, I'm kind of his father." That's what you have to know on a bein hazmanim, or any time that you're zoicha to be with parents. It's an opportunity of kiddush Hashem and the greatest form of kvod shamayim. And the frat, if I speak about between bein adam lechaveiro at family, I consider this a dangerous frat. The Mesilas Yesharim and Perek Chaf devoted a whole perek what he calls the inyan ikbi ma'oid ma'oid. A malacha kasha shebechasidus. He writes the Etara has a knisa gedoyla and it's a sakana atzuma. When someone tries, and maybe he means well with a frumkeit, but he doesn't realize that it's a krumkeit. How often parents say, "I don't understand him. Vaita mit the chumris. I never heard of this. I also went to yeshiva. And what hurts me more, he means well the bacha. But where's the dachinoyah?" You think about it, you learn the Gemara Yevamis, Azam mitzvah pan yibim, al pi alach, al pi kabbalah, lahasim lach Hashem. And yet the Gemara says in some instances, the mitzvah is suspended. Why? Drachea darachei noyim. Can you imagine? Azam mitzvah chesuva, that's so important for the dead brother. No mitzvah is felt in darachei noyim. You learn the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara wants to know what exactly is the ana feitz avayt, had ve'ema, herdayt. Rashi teaches this here that has thorns, and when you pick it up, you get hurt. It's stuck. That's how Abaya knew that this is not a mitzvah. Because if this stuck, if this hurts someone, if this causes discomfort, that's not a mitzvah. Because the etzem chefza of Torah is Rachel Darchei Noyam.
This can't be a mitzvah of Yibam because it's not Darchei Noyim. And this can't be a mitzvah of Hadas because it's felt in Darchei Noyim. Be careful at home. When you do things, it shouldn't be like the Yishalmi in Rosh Hashanah Perek Gimel says, Oy loy lezeh, woe is to the one shesani guria, nasi kategoria. He thinks that's his mitzvah, but it's his aveira. He thinks it's a kiddush Hashem, but it's a chil Hashem. I can't go into the details now, but remember this klal upon him. When it causes hardship or inconvenience or discomfort to others, ask a shayla if it's really a krumkeit or perhaps it's a real krumkeit. There's so much more I wanted to say, but if we had to at least put it in one klal, let's focus on the asei tov. Let's realize how much good we could do, how much kvod haTorah we could accomplish, how much kiddush Shemayim we could make if we live our kiddush Hashem. Bochum, go home and remember, we don't just sing Ashrei Mi Shamoli baTorah. Our lives have to be an expression in every one of our actions that Ashrei Mi Shamoli baTorah. The truest kavod haTorah is like a Beni Yoina writes and like the Mesil Shoram writes, the Noyam Hamidais, the Drachei HaDarchei Noyam, which is the Etzem Mahus of Torah. If you want to say what you learned in our Shraga, Torah is Drachei HaDarchei Noyam. And the Yik of Kavod HaTorah is the Noyam Hamidais that's supposed to be the crown on any Ben Torah. Don't just sing Ashrei Mi Shemoli B'Torah, but express it. That's Kiddush Hashem. Rabbeinu Yoin and Shari Tshuva in Gimel Kuf Mem Ches writes it so clearly, Kadova Yodua Asher Midarchei Kiddush Hashem Lohidia B'chol Miftah Svosav B'chol Asher Yirmezun Einayim U'B'chol Hanhoga U'Poil Yadayim, to show what it means, the Shenker of Torah. We have to live our Kiddush Hashem, that the Nasa, the Tikkun Amidas, has to be part of the Nishma every day. Every opportunity with your chaverim, with your family, in shul, when you go shopping, bein hazmanim, in every opportunity, like the Ben Yoina writes, b'chol miftah svosav, b'chol asheyir mezun einayim, is an opportunity to make a kiddush em shamayim. Remember that we are the yoifi, but atoyer achos ala yoifi. Protect the yoifi that you so beautifully represent. Remember this, that people are looking, you're on the spotlight, and they want to see Kihayim Zera Berech Hashem. And that's really the truest Kiddush Hem Shamayim, that will be Zoycha, that the Eibes the Kaviyachol will look down and say, Yisrael, you are my Yoifi, you are my crown, Asher Becho Espa'or.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com.